My name is Jarelian. I'm a nurse practitioner. This dictation is for Janet M. Allwood, J-A-N-E-T, middle initial M, last name A-L-L-W-O-O-D. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 3B. This CKD is stable and is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with hypertension, hyperlipidemia, type 2 diabetes, and the aging process, as well as obesity, period. However, cardiorenal syndrome plays a huge role, secondary to coronary artery disease status post double bypass, coronary bypass surgeries, and 9 to 10 stents, period. The most recent kidney functions reveal a BUN of 22 from 23, creatinine of 1.4 from 1.3, and a GFR of 39 from 41. There is evidence of bacteriuria with positive culture for group B strep, beta hemolytic strep, period. There is also evidence of insignificant proteinuria with urine protein to creatinine ratio of 274 milligrams, which is likely related to the bacteriuria, period. The patient does report urgency, but denies dysuria or other urinary symptoms, period. She also reports occasional incontinence due to the urgency, period. We ordered amoxicillin 500 milligrams twice a day for 5 days for the urinary tract infection, and we'll repeat the urinalysis with reflex to culture prior to the next visit, period. We instructed the patient to inform us of any side effects or worsening of symptoms, period. She is euvolemic and denies any other symptoms or complaints, period. We will continue to monitor, period. Next line, type 2 diabetes mellitus, which is stable with A1C of 7%. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, hyperlipidemia, with uncontrolled lipid panel, period. The cholesterol is 195 from 207, HDL 32 from 34, triglycerides 235 from 155, and LDL 125 from 144, period. We increased her atorvastatin from 40 milligrams to 80 milligrams. And stress the importance of avoidance of foods that are high in cholesterol or saturated fats, period. We recommended a plant-based diet devoid of processed foods and animal proteins, period. She verbalizes understanding, period. Next line, hyperphosphatemia. Which is likely related to well, Hyperphosphatemia with serum phosphorus level of 4.7 from 4.9. Period. We provided the patient with written education on the recommended low phosphorus and the diet to prevent calcification of the blood vessels, period. She verbalizes understanding. We will continue to monitor. If the serum phosphorus level continues to increase, we may consider adding phosphorus binders to her current regimen, period. Next line. Hypoparathyroidism, status post thyroidectomy. Status post parathyroidectomy. Period. Due to the parathyroidectomy, the patient has a history of hypocalcemia, which she is currently taking 2 tablets of calcitrol. Two tablets of vitamin D3, 50 micrograms, and 2 tablets of calcium, 500 milligrams, twice, 500 milligrams, period. Due to an elevation of the serum calcium of 10.1 from 7.6, we advised her to hold the calcium supplementations for now, and to continue the calcitriol and vitamin D3, period. We will repeat the MBD labs for further evaluation, period. She denies any confusion or any other related symptoms linked to hypercalcemia at this time, period. Next line, hypothyroidism, status post thyroidectomy. She is currently on replacement therapy. Next line, arterial hypertension. Arterial hypertension. Blood pressure today is 127/68. Which is very well controlled. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, obesity with a BMI of 33.2. She weighs 181 pounds today and has lost 6 pounds since the last visit. We encourage her to continue losing weight by increasing her physical activity and continuing the recommended plant-based diet, period. Next line, hypercalcemia, which is related to her intake of calcium supplementation, vitamin D3, as well as calcitriol, period. Her ionized calcium level was within normal limits, period. We will continue to monitor and make adjustments as necessary to her current regimen. Next line. Coronary artery disease status, both double coronary bypass surgeries, and 9 to 10 stents, which was completed in Winter Haven by doctors Reddy and Evan, cardiologists. Period. The patient also reports leaky. Also reports history of mitral valve regurgitation, which was also repaired during the open heart surgery. Period. We will request the medical records from Winter Haven for further information. Next line. History of gout. We will request a uric acid level. Next line. Arthritis, which is stable. The patient is aware. She is to avoid NSAIDs, NSAIDS, for pain management. Next line. Obstructive sleep apnea on CPAP. Next line. We will reevaluate this case and in 3 months with laboratory workup. And